Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Bahamas thanks the Dominican Republic for its detailed report and recognizes advancements made since the last review. We commend the Dominican Republic for its ongoing commitment to enhancing social policies aimed at protecting vulnerable populations. The substantial increase in the budget allocation for the National Council for Children and Adolescents by 87.2% has enabled critical strategies and initiatives. Additionally, we recognize efforts to combat violence against women, notably through initiatives such as the Violence-Free Life for Women. In spirit of constructive dialogue, the Bahamas recommends that the Dominican Republic, one, continue to expand programs for the protection and integration of children and adolescents, emphasizing preventative measures and support systems that ensure their safety and development in all social aspects. Two, build on its educational reforms by enhancing access and quality of education for all children, with special emphasis on reducing disparities for marginalized communities, ensuring that every child can benefit from educational advancements post-pandemic. And three, intensify efforts to incorporate climate resilience into developmental policies. We extend our best wishes to the Dominican Republic for a successful review. I thank you.